Well, one thing that I said this a couple of times this morning, that I could never, ever have been accused of snoring. And yes, a couple of people who know otherwise rang up and said, no, we know you snore, But it wasn't something I always had. Apparently, a lot more children, though, are snoring. And it can be a bit of a problem. In fact, a study recently of 260 children by Monash University showed that blood pressure in snorers is 10% higher than those who slept soundly. And for school-aged children, it is affecting how they behave at school and, of course, the blood pressure as well. The lady behind the survey was Professor Rosemary Horne, and she talks to us about that from Monash University this morning. Good morning, Rosemary. What are some of the big effects that snoring can have, particularly as a child?
Hi, Mark. Yes, so we've done a number of studies, and our first study in children who were at primary school, so that's aged 7 to 12, we showed that the children had poorer behaviour and also didn't do as well on their reading, writing and arithmetic, and had higher blood pressure than their age-matched control children who didn't snore. So we went on and had a look at younger children and found that preschoolers, 3 to 5, had effects on behaviour, but not on their learning ability, but also had this start of high blood pressure.
Rosemary, so this is a bit of a concern, isn't it? Because we think of blood pressure dramas, we think of people in an older age bracket, certainly not kids. But this is a real worry. What are some of the causes then of snoring so we can try and fix it, particularly amongst children?
So in children, mainly they snore because they have enlarged tonsils and adenoids. So the primary treatment is surgery to remove the tonsils and adenoids if the doctors think that it's severe enough to, you know, undergo surgery. So, unfortunately, we can't tell from just taking a history whether or not the child has very severe obstructive sleep apnea or whether they have primary snoring. So, without being referred to a sleep and respiratory paediatrician, it's really, you know, difficult to tell, you know, how severe the problem is and what the consequences are going to be.
So, failing all of that, are there some things that parents should be doing to keep an eye on their kids in this regard?
Yes. So, quite often parents are really unaware that their children actually snore, and they only find this out when they all go away on holiday together and share a room, or they've been camping at Easter. But a lot of parents also think that it's benign and that the children will just simply grow out of it and that it's not really having any effect on them at all. So parents really need to be aware of this, and if their children are snoring, go to their GP, discuss it with them, and then get a referral to a sleep and respiratory physician.
So that down the track they don't have the blood pressure issues, and so they can start behaving in school. As we hear with a lot of things, Rosemary, it seems like a good night's sleep can be a bit of a cure-all, wouldn't you say?
That's right. It's very important that, particularly for children, because they need sleep to be able to grow and for their brain development as well.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that for you. And thank you very much for your time this morning. And you're not for an afternoon nap now, are you?
No, I'm not.
No dramas.
Thank you very much.